Hello, hello there. Looks like you're new. You seem a little bit surprised with how this room is set up. I assume that my secretary has informed you of my services. Good, good. Why don't you have a seat first? Before I let you relax and begin this wondrous adventure with me, I feel the need to tell you more. My services are not of the typical. It is atypical. There's not much more to describe it, really. Clients usually come here expecting the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. No, that is not what I am here to deliver. I deliver you good tidings, good news. For in our vast and complicated and layer universe, there are many, 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 many more like ours. And my job is to help you find the right choices, the right decisions in order for you to arrive at the best moment of your life. Now, how do we do that? Well, you have not much to do, really. You just listen and feel and imagine yourself in the world that is specifically designed to cater to your needs. Sounds impossible. I know. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you believe in what many believe to be the impossible. I am, after all, a fortune teller. And I tell you only of good fortunes. And if you believe it, it will happen. You're a little skeptic. I know. And I understand. But such is the way, you know. Many people fall in hard times and, well, we can't blame them. It really is hard to get ourselves up from time to time. And sometimes all we need is a little bit of help. Someone who can see your deepest potential and tell you all about it over and over and over again if needs be. But sometimes maybe it's all we need. Maybe all we need is someone to tell that good things will happen. Maybe all we need is someone to tell us that great things will come ahead. Or perhaps we need a little bit more. But frankly speaking, that's out of my pay grade. I will be that someone for you. That someone who will dig deep into your brain, into your past, into your present, into your future, to tell you of what I see multiple universes ahead, multiple worlds ahead, to tell you this is the best moment. And you will have it, and you will receive it, and you will enjoy it, and you will want for nothing else. Sometimes, all you need is some help to visualize the best things ahead of you. Sure, there's all the usual hard work, inch by inch, step by step, but that's boring. Let's experience that now. Let's have a taste of what you'll be having today. Sounds good to you? Good. Now, let me adjust my seat. Now, my secretary has told you of the position that you'll be taking, yes? Good. Stay seated there. Get comfortable. I will be moving around a little bit. Let me just make sure my chair is within the right radius. There we go. Deep breaths with me. Breathe in. And breathe out. Once more. Breathe in. And breathe out. Feel your breath like you're right next to the ocean. Imagine yourself laying down on a beautiful beach with the smoothest sand. Breathe in. And breathe out. And as you breathe in, imagine the soft waves washing all over you, surrounding you in that beautiful, relaxing temperature, so soft, so gentle, just caressing your body. And as you breathe out, imagine the waves just pushing back into the ocean, allowing itself to bring along all the negative, the ugly, the bad, the toxic out of your body, out of your mind, out of your spirit. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. You will hear different sounds rushing through your mind, nice and slowly though. And it will sound different, it will sound odd, but I encourage you to just relax. Focus on these sounds and my voice. Focus and just visualize yourself in the world you've never imagined before, in a world of great fortune. Imagine yourself walking in a long corridor, brightly lit. And as you walk, the walls around you just shift and change, moving from one beautiful memory to another. Take it in, nice and slowly. Remember the sights and sounds of some of your most glorious moments. Focus on one. Just one for now. That happy feeling, that joy welling up inside of you, that excitement, your heart all aflutter, your eyes wide open, absorbing everything, every detail, all of that joy and happiness inside of you, just welling deep and deep inside of you, growing more and more and more with each step that you take. Remember the texture of the things you've touched. Remember the scents wafting through the air of all of those happy memories. Remember the things you've heard. Were they loud? Were they soft? Was it a quiet, happy moment? Or was it one that was full of joy and noise? And excitement and energy filling the air. And as you take more steps forward, I want you to just keep imagining one glorious moment after another. The walls right next to you are shifting. Great things, great people, great memories are surrounding you. Everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And it's almost so overwhelming sometimes. Now, slow that walk down through that corridor. Slow it down. And as you slow down, I want you to take a couple more deep breaths with me. As you breathe in and breathe out, nice and slowly, imagine those walls expanding more and more and more, giving you more room and more space, and you stand at the center. You take your seat. You lay down on the floor. You feel the sand in your hands, the waves at your feet, slowly crawling up and up your body, taking you nice and gently and floating you to a new paradise. Let's see what your future holds, shall we? You will hear some crinkling as I unfold your universe. Don't be alarmed. I will do it slowly. It's like peeling multiple layers. Finding the best outcomes. I see that your plans, whatever they may be, will be coming to fruit soon. you may not have any long-term goals, but your soul knows what it wants. And if you follow your instincts and take care to listen to your soul, you will find exactly what you're looking for. And you will find yourself exactly where you need to be. Sometimes our soul doesn't need anything so complicated or material, really. Our soul just craves for warmth. And the only thing, really, that could give us this warmth is ourselves. Great things are ahead for you, I can see. You have good instincts, really. You have a good judge of character. And don't let your self-doubt talk you out of it. For we are humans. And sometimes when we say we are good judges of character, sometimes it also means that we see the good in people. Might not be good for us. I expect that you will know the difference soon. You are wise. You are experiencing great knowledge. You are learning. And in a rapid pace. You may think, oh, but I make the same mistakes over and over again. But you recognize them as mistakes, no? And our mistakes aren't always the same. Different settings, different times, different people, different things, different auras. Sometimes auras that we haven't learned to read yet. I see in you great strengths. You're very kind. You're very passionate. You love a lot and you give a lot. Whether that's to people, to things, to hobbies. You give so much. And trust me when I say, if you give more to yourself, you will find great things come back to you. Let's see. You have also some weaknesses, some doubts, that thing in your head that talks too much. It's difficult to silence them, no. Well, I've found that if you be kind to that sometimes wretched voice in your head, it could lead you to better things. What do I mean by that? Well, sometimes that voice in your head that has its doubts, that has its anxieties, that sometimes paralyzes you and fills you with fear, well, many of us try to whip it away, ignore it. But if you listen to it, sometimes it's telling you a different story. Sometimes you unravel every single thought of that voice, you'll find the core. And if you be kind to it, faces. It's only trying to protect you. Now, you don't have to act on your worries and your doubts. No. But simply acknowledging their existence, simply letting it know that you hear it, and that it's normal to have these worries. It could just help you towards the right direction. We're already having tough times, and we don't need to be tougher to ourselves, and tougher to the voices in our head that's only trying to protect us. Sometimes it's just our inner child trying to guide us to better things. Nonetheless, whether you're dealing with your weaknesses and your doubts and your anxieties, I see some very good things ahead if you listen, and you listen closely. The goals that you have, the things that you aspire to be, you're getting there. Inch by inch, hour after hour, and you're working on it, it's getting closer. Closer and closer and closer. You better prepare for it. Oh yes. I see you're very passionate about it. And it'll get you there. Follow that fire. Follow that light inside of you. Many times, the scared voices in our head and that light and excitement deep within us, you only need to meld them both. Find that balance. Find that they have both the best interest in your mind. Wonderful things you're able to create when you find that delicate balance. Now, it won't be easy. These things never are. But take some time to listen. Find what matters most. Let that fire push you forwards. And that voice in your head, as a guide of sorts to finding the right path, the exact path to greatness. I see. There's something more. Whether or not you prefer people's company, whether you have a great many friends, or a single confidant, or even you're confident as yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, the best company you can ever have is yourself. And I see that you're working on yourself. You might not, but I see the movements, the subtle fluctuations, the way that you're even just thinking about loving yourself more, caring yourself more, protecting yourself more. Giving yourself what you desire. More and more, I crazy then, regardless of the number of people you have with you, you become your best companion. And I say that in a good way. I say that because you will find confidence in yourself, in the decisions you make, in the even the errors that you make. Everyone makes mistakes, even at the top of their game. Everyone does. Don't worry. But it is that confidence in ourselves that we can rebound, do better, learn. Oh, isn't that the most wonderful thing? You're getting there. Give yourself some time and patience. Like plants, we must be watered. We must have light or shade. We must have the perfect conditions. Unfortunately, we have to do that for ourselves. That's the best part. Once we do it for ourselves, everything clicks. Now, let's talk about material wealth. You work hard. I see that. I feel that. Nowadays, everyone has to work hard, no? As annoying as that may sound, you gotta live with it. But when the cards are right, and you get the shot right, I see boundless opportunities. And more importantly, I see satisfaction. Because that's what really matters, no? When we focus on material wealth, we always think, oh, the more is the better. But sometimes, enough is the best. And more than having everything you could ever need and ever want, I see in your future great satisfaction. I see yourself surrounded by the things you've always wanted. Things you've always dreamed of. I see you happy, content, which is what matters most. I see you being able to care for yourself and others. I see you sharing that wealth. I see you being able to secure a wonderful future for you and the people you care for. Difficult to see for herself now. But that's why I'm here. Wonderful things are bound for you. I see that you might still have to work, but it's the fulfilling type of work. One that gives you what you want, what you need, and what will keep you stable and satisfied. Your hunger isn't in your material wealth, no. Your hunger is about satisfying yourself. It's about not having to have anxiety about emergencies or what gifts to get, how to present yourself, how to take care of yourself. thing will come. It's beautiful, really. I hope you get there soon. But as I said, my skills are in unfolding the best universe for you and helping you get there. Be careful about those who call themselves your friend. The only people you should trust are the ones you truly want to trust, not the ones who proclaim themselves as trustworthy. Follow your instincts. You have good ones. You have a good judge of character. You really do. And another piece of advice. Don't force things. Yes, work hard to get them. But learn to read the signs. I won't tell them what they are, these things. Only your intuition can tell you. Sometimes you'll meet resistance that requires just a bit more work, but it will give you exactly what you want. And sometimes you will face resistance that's meant to redirect you to the right path. I trust you'll know what these are. You're a wise person. That's why you've come to me after all. Because you also know sometimes you need a little bit of encouragement and help. You're smart. You're wise. You work hard. You're patient. The things you find that are your weakness, you can turn them into your strength. You can turn them into your guide. You can use them to find what is for you and what is not for you. The voice in your head that doubts you, it's not about doubting you. It's about nudging you, protecting you. And ultimately, you are the one that makes the decisions here. That voice, just treat it as someone who assesses the risks. In the end, you make the decisions. You're in control. The fire in you, use it. Feed it. Every day. Do what you love. Every day. Even just for a few minutes. Even just for a moment. Give yourself that fire. I see it. Clear as day. The sun shining down on us right now. My friend, you are headed for great things. Trust yourself. And if you don't, well, believe in the me who believes in you, and believe in the others who believe in you. Me. People do. unfold as many possibilities as I can. A good chunk of that will lead you to great things. I see it. My friend, I hope this session helps you. And if you ever need more, you're always free to come to me. And I will always show you that you are capable of great things. And that you will find yourself where you've always wanted to be. Give it time. Give it patience. Give it work. And give it some thought. Rest well, my friend. I'll see you soon.